And it's time now for the business news with Nona Pelsier. Nona, Infometrics. So what information have they got about recession?
Infometrics. Oh, we're going to talk about them first. I was going to talk to you about the manufacturing survey.
Whichever you prefer, Nona.
I think we'll start with the manufacturing survey because it is an incredibly strong result, which is so strong. In fact, some people might wonder whether it's a quirk of the data itself. The numbers soared to the highest level ever. That's in like almost 20 years to 63.6. Now, that might not mean anything, but when you think about the number of what it indicates expansion, it's 50. So,
right.
So 63.6, 50 being the level that anything below would be a contraction, anything above, right? Now, we've talked about manufacturing in the past, and it's been in contraction recently. So 63.6 is huge. It's towering over what we've seen in the past. And it's not just that. It's new orders. It's employment. It's production. It's all sorts of things that has contributed to this number. So you might think, wow, this number is one of the few that we have which indicates what's happening in the economy at that moment, and that's just in March.
Do people think it is a real number, though?
Yeah, well, it is a real number. It is, absolutely, because this is a record of what is actually happening at the manufacturers. So this is their activity.
Yeah.
So this is not a forecast. This is an actual result. What does it mean to the economy? That's a more interesting question, because there are a number of constraints which is going to make it difficult for manufacturers to meet these new orders. And that's things like employment, which we've heard about over and over again. We've got a serious skill shortage, and some of these jobs really require quite skilled staff. We don't have them. In fact, the SEEK report that came out today talked about the number of job ads. We've got an increase of, 11% in March, that's 55% higher than a year ago. These are job ads. However, the applicants for these jobs is down 7%. So the people aren't applying for these jobs that we have, which is a big issue. The other thing is not just jobs, but costs. We've talked about supply chain. Now the cost of materials are going up. So all of these factors are a big issue for retailers and so on. Well, so Infometrics have taken some of these numbers. They wouldn't have had these ones that came out today.
Yep.
And they've said that basically they think that the economy has dipped back into a recession and that the remainder of the year is looking patchy. And some of the reasons that they're saying that is the things that we're seeing reflected in this data, which is employment and, of course, supply chain disruptions and the costs. Whether or not those things will help the economy recover, we don't know. It depends on whether or not consumers are prepared to pay more. And that's going to be a big issue, as well as competition, because price is a lot of, makes up a lot of what people are prepared to spend, right? If the costs are going up too much, they won't buy. And that's a downturn for the economy. So Infometrics is saying patchy for 2021 for certain. So interesting times, lots of mixed data here.
Do you still want to talk about the power grid?
I do. Do we have time?
Yes.
All right. Okay, so Vector, which is the lines company in Auckland, has been running a trial for people who have electric vehicles. Now, that's not everyone. We're not seeing that yet. The government has a forecast or a target of 40% by 2035. That's how big they want the light vehicle fleet to be, about 40%. And so they say that the switch towards electric vehicles is inevitable, given that that's the government's target. But then how do you power them up? Everyone drives home, most people, 6 o'clock, they plug in their vehicle. What happens to the power grid? Well, guess what? Kaput is what's going to happen, because the peak load, you can't plug every appliance in at 6 o'clock.
You have to get up at 2 a.m. in the morning to plug your car in, Nona, to spread it across the grid.
I don't actually have a car, so it's not going to be my issue. But there's a number of issues that come up with that. Like, for example, what happens if you don't have anywhere to plug it in? You don't have off-street parking. Or you live in an apartment building that doesn't have a plug-in service. So there's a lot of those types of issues. But the bigger one is, how do you solve this peak power issue? And Vector's come up with this strategy where they'll phase it through the day. So they've been running it with people to see how well they react to the idea that you come home, you plug your vehicle in at 6 o'clock, you go in, you make your dinner, you go to bed. And then at 2 o'clock in the morning, that's when your vehicle starts to charge up. Is that going to be an issue? We don't know. But so far, they have found that people on a very limited trial are all right with it. Whether or not the masses will be okay, like 40% of the fleet, we'll see. But it's going to be an issue. So it's something you're trying to solve now. Yeah.
Should we take a quick trot around the markets before
Why
you get
not?
Off?
Okay, well, sure. Now, our index rose 48 points today. That's about a third of a percent. We were stronger earlier. And that's we're seeing that in Asia. It's going gangbusters because the data coming out of China and the U.S. is really encouraging for the global economy. So we finished up at 12,685. And our dollar is steady at 71.6 cents. That's a little bit US cents. That's a little bit better than yesterday.
Yeah.
92.5 Australian also creeping up a little.
What did you say? 92.5? All the bubble jumpers will be interested in that.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Well, I guess it depends on whether they're coming here or going there, right? And 52 British pence, which again is a little bit stronger than yesterday. And so that's the week.
Thanks, Nona. Nona Peltier with our business news there.